Kangaroo Island, the third largest island off Australia, is considering switching to 100% renewable energy. The University of Technology Sydney has released a study that says it's possible, and it will cost about the same as replacing the current cable, and may even save money. Sarah Simpkins has more.
In April, the electricity supplier South Australia Power Network put out a call for alternative energy proposals for Kangaroo Island. The 4,600 residents on the island are currently supplied with an undersea cable, which is backed up with diesel generation. While SA Power Network stated the preferred option was to replace the current cable to Kangaroo Island, they were open to cost-efficient suggestions. Chris Dunstan, director at the Institute of Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology Sydney, published a study on the feasibility of using renewable energy on the island.
What we found was that the cost of going a local generation and a renewable option with some energy efficiency and demand management thrown in would cost roughly about the same as the direct cost of the replacement cable once you add in the cost of providing power from the mainland along that cable as well.
Mr. Dunstan says his team considered the cost of installment of energy sources along with management for the next 25 years. They combined three models, replacing and maintaining the cable at $77 million, a mix of wind and solar along with diesel as a backup at $87 million, and finally 100% renewables using biomass from local plantation wood instead of diesel, which was thought to have been $100 million. But they concluded the second option of renewable energy along with diesel was the most cost effective.
If you then go further and do a comparison, including the cost of the local network service charges, that is the cost of paying the local network to get the power around the island, then the estimated cost between the new cable option is almost exactly the same for 100% renewables. Because you don't need to move as much power around if you've got people generating more power from their roofs and saving more energy through demand management practices.
Mr. Dunstan says while other areas around Australia are already looking to implement renewable energy, Kangaroo Island could be a unique potential model for those looking to have electricity independent of the national electricity grid.
The Australian Capital Territory has got a commitment to be 100% renewable within a matter of years. But they would be doing that within their existing connections to the national electricity grid. What's particularly interesting about the Kangaroo Island option is that they would want to be able to go 100% renewable, but not be necessarily connected if the existing cable fails in the future, to be able to do that independently and be responsible for their own supply as well.
In August, Mitsubishi CEO Osamu Masuko met with Kangaroo Island's council to discuss the development of an electric mini SUV, which was thought to be suited for the island. Mr. Dunstan says the renewable energy model could also contribute to transport.
I know the island has already got a bit of a program to encourage battery electric vehicles on the island. There's also some interest in generating or creating biodiesel on the island itself. So that could provide a renewable source for things like diesel pumps and for large trucks and so on the island. So in the first instance, we think we could get to 100% renewable electricity supply within about 5 years. But that also provides a solid foundation for expanding to other energy uses, in particular transport on the island as well.
In the meantime, Chris Dunstan says he will meet with Kangaroo Island locals in a community forum next week. While he says the existing cable will last until 2023, locals will want security if it fails.
If they went to 100% renewable and at some point in the future the existing cable to the mainland did fail and wasn't repaired, then the local residents would be dependent on the supply from the local generation And so they'd want to be confident that the local providers of that energy weren't going to use their market power to ramp up the cost. That's another issue which we've dealt in the report. There are ways around that, particularly around ideas related to community ownership of generation.
That report by Sarah Simpkins.